What's going on, good friends? It's Waleed Azami with the How to Photograph podcast. Today, I'm going to teach you about the power of getting your information out there to your audience, to your ideal customer avatar, seeing them, getting your work to be in front of them, for them to sample it, and for you to get paid while doing it. It's a trick that one group of photographers really, really do well in. They excel in this, but the rest of us, we don't. So today I'm gonna talk to you about how you can incorporate that into your business and make some extra good side hustle money. But before that, let's talk about our sponsor, How to Photograph from Passion to Profit. It's actually my own online mentorship course, and I call it a mentorship online course. The reason why is you are getting exactly that. It's a mentorship. It's everything that I wish was around when I first started. So it wasn't, it really isn't until I developed this course. What is the course about? It's basically starting you from the starting point, whether becoming a photographer is an idea or you've kind of tinkered with it for the past year or two and you haven't made money. This course is going to take you from beginner status or hobby status all the way to a fully functioning professional photography business, where you're going to get all kinds of tools in your pocket as far as how to set up the business legally, the insurance, which bits of equipment you need, what you don't need, what's absolutely mandatory, what's going to be a waste of money for the stage that you're in, marketing tips, retouching tips, lighting tips. You get to see how I shoot a model, my mood boards, how I book clients, and everything that you need to start and have a successful photography business. So where the information came from is from myself, my own career, and from buying my first camera on my last credit card. And the reason why it's my last credit card is because that was my last credit card that had any kind of funding in it. I had already gone through all my cash. So that was about 12 years ago. I started my photography career. I bought a camera and I have been self-taught since. From there, I photographed Kanye West and Jennifer Lopez, and I worked with Madonna, and I photographed prime ministers of other countries, and I've been around the globe touring with recording artists and all that. I want to go ahead and show you guys now how you can make money, how you can start your business, and you don't have to get into celebrity photography. It could be landscapes, it could be photographing beautiful hotels and destinations, or beautiful families from around the corner in your own metropolitan area. So if you are interested in making money from your hobby, from your passion, and making that your profit, then I encourage you guys to go to howtophotograph.net/podcast offer, and I've got an offer for you. I also have a free web training for you on how to market your photography business. Whether you invest in the course or not, you're going to get a lot just from this online course. Plus, if you are interested in investing in your own photography business, I do highly recommend this course. The reason why I say highly is because I developed it. I know everything that it has. I know what the photography community needs, what they're asking for, and I know how you can get ahead. I also am familiar with what you can accomplish by having a plan, a solid plan, and what you can accomplish by changing directions every few weeks. There is a big difference, and I want to make sure that all photographers benefit from a successful career, that they are able to have a livelihood like I have. And to anyone wondering, well, wait, if you're going to teach everyone the tricks of the trade, doesn't that mean we all lose and we're each other's competition? Nope, could not be any more incorrect. If all of us play by the rules of the business and we know what our value is and how to make money and how to market, we rise together as a community. And especially in the next decade, photography is supposed to grow by 12%. That's huge. And with everybody having their own brands, their own blogs, their own online stores, the possibility of making money, continuous money, every single month is astronomical. So I want you guys to think about that and to start hitting the market sooner. That's the goal here. to hit the market sooner so you make money sooner. If you're interested in that, again, howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. If you are not sure, but you want to take advantage of the free webinar coming up where I'm going to teach you all about photography marketing for free, definitely go to howtophotograph.net/podcast offer and you will be given access to that also for free. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and start today's podcast. Okay, so let's start today's quicker podcast. I am going to talk to you about one group of photographers who have done such a great job using a tactic to build their client base, to build their, fill their pocketbooks, and to get a lot of practice to fill their portfolio. And I want the rest of photographers to take advantage of this, okay? And that is something you've heard before. It's called mini sessions. But very few photographers actually take advantage of it. And I wanna let you guys know that take advantage of that hole in the market that you guys can come right in, swoop in, and take those clients, okay? So let's talk about who does a great job with mini sessions. Who does a great job are family photographers. Newborn babies, family photos, they do mini sessions for pre-Christmas, pre-holiday cards, Easter, things like that. I love that, right? I love that. I love the idea that they are able to see so many clients for a lesser fee, but they actually end up going home making more money. Now, some people might talk about mini sessions and say that it's bad, and if anyone is hypercritical of the photography community, how clients treat photographers, it's me. But I don't see it that way. I actually see mini sessions as a really great intro to your services if you do it correctly. So I'm gonna talk for another minute on how family photographers do it really well and how we can incorporate that. And I'll give a couple of examples of different photography genres and how we can benefit from it, okay? So first, let's talk about what is happening right. Family photographers, you guys do a great job in seeing a lot of parents with their kids on a busy Saturday or Sunday at a local park or somewhere or a studio, and you get them in and out, and it's awesome, right? So now the controversy over that, and controversy is used very lightly, but the controversy over that is, why are you lowering your price? You know what? I understand that, and it's a valid thing, but they are offering a portion of their full service to these clients. So they're charging just a portion. The photographers that don't wanna do mini sessions and they wanna shoot the family for a couple hours, 2-3 hours, do multiple locations, multiple wardrobe changes, these mini session photographers are not your competition. They are getting a customer who likely may not have come to you in the first place. The other thing that they're doing is that they are training the base that a professional photograph is better than a photograph with your camera or your iPhone or whatever. So these people are doing the Lord's work, okay, in the photography world, and they are introducing it on a mini case-by-case basis. So how does a mini session work? If you are a family photographer, it could be, let's just say, deep in the middle of fall, and you want to get the beautiful leaves and the leaves turning color and everything, and you want to get people in their oranges and browns and tans and all of those colors, or even their Christmas colors for their holiday cards. This is what they do. They'll do it usually like a month before a major holiday. If they charge $500, $700 a session, they may only charge, hopefully you're not charging less than $100 because I think you're cheating yourself, but you know, they may charge $125, $198, you know, something like that, right under $200 per family. And they know if they have a certain background, they're already there, their equipment and their lighting and everything's already set up, then they could just start turning this in and out all day. Now for the family, it's a great savings because they get to go ahead and get professional pictures. They don't have to invest more than, let's just say, 25 to 30 minutes of their Sunday afternoon getting a professional photo done. And then afterwards they go on with their beautiful lives, right? But the photographer gets to book them back to back to back to back. Hopefully. So, whereas with one family, you really cannot do two full photo shoots in one day. It's exhausting. It's truly exhausting for the photographer. So, one photographer could charge maybe $500-$600, even $800 for a family photograph. That takes them out the entire day, right? And that's great. That's a good payday. And if you can get that. But if they were to do mini sessions, they can charge $200 a family, okay? Give them one or two looks, up to two looks, depending on how fast you get through it, and they could fit 10 families in there. 10 families is a 5-hour, let's give the photographer 30 minutes for lunch, 5.5 to 6-hour day. Let's just say 8 hours, and they space them out even a little bit more. In 8 hours, here's what this session photographer will charge. Let's just say they're $198 for a 30-minute session, and they might get a few high-resolution JPEGs. But let's say they do 10 of those in a day, that's $1,980. On a low end, if you're charging $125 per mini session and you do 10 people a day, that's $1,250. That's a lot more. And in some cases, more than double what they would charge for a full session. But there's more to it. There's more, okay? This is what's so smart about family photographers. They have taken that and they have realized, you know what? You know what's better than one family getting my photos out there? Is 10 families. 10 families times their Facebook friends numbers times their Instagram. If each family photo was seen by 200 people, okay, that is 2,000 people seeing your pictures versus like 200. If we're just saying 200 people set their eyes on your new family photo, to get 10 families in there, that's 2,000 set of eyes. Now imagine month after month after month, that times 12 is 24,000 times your photo is in front of people. Now, the math may be accurate, may not be accurate. It could be a lot higher, it could be a lot less, but I think you get the idea that it is very profitable to do the mini sessions. Someone could very much love you. Let's just say two of them love you. 80% are like, yeah, you were cool, thank you. Maybe we'll call you next year too. If two of them love you, those two people, could they know someone getting married? Could they know more people at their temple, their church, their mosque, their PTA groups, whatever, that they could incorporate you into those sessions? Could they call you for other events? Could they call you for a private one-on-one shoot? This is awesome. This is why places like Costco do free samplers, because it's going to get into the hands of multiple people and it has a faster way of spreading. So this is what I would love for other types of photographers to embrace, okay? So of course, the family photographers have done a splendid job in this, but let's talk about two different kinds of photographers. I don't want to say randomly because it wasn't random, I thought about it, but we will talk about fashion photographers and we will talk about automotive. Okay, let's talk about those two groups. If we can do mini sessions, how would I do it if I did fashion photography? I do, but you know, so for a fashion photographer to do this, what could they do? Well, they could go ahead and rent a studio for $200 to $300 for the day. Ask them what their dead day is, make them an offer and say, I want to come in every month and do this, okay? Let's just say $300 for the day, 8 hours. There are studios that would charge that, and if there aren't, there are people who would charge you a couple $100 for you to have access to their garage, put a beautiful backdrop, do something like that. There's a lot of places. You actually don't even have to rent a space and you can go out in public, okay? So if you can get models to build up their portfolio and give each of them two looks. 1 hour, you get two looks and you get 5-6 photos out of that. Okay, you guys determine what's worth it for you. I would do that, photographers. $200 is dirt cheap. It is so cheap, okay? Times, get 10 people in there, $2,000 a day. Now, at $2,000 is really a great side hustle because it's not $2,000 for 1 day. You could do that once a month. You could do that twice a month. Initially, you're gonna probably do it once a month till you build your clientele base, okay? And people wanna keep coming to you because you're offering them something awesome. Remember, you're not dropping the price of photography because if that photographer or if that model wants to book you for a whole day, it's not going to be $200, for example. It'll be $1,000 or $1,500. You're just giving them a slice of the pie. And you're selling a whole bunch of slices of the pie and not one whole pie, if that makes sense. Okay. So if you were to just do this, you guys, $2,000, get 10 people in. You know what? The earlier people get natural light, reflector, the people in the evening get a strobe. So it doesn't matter if it gets dark out there, you're gonna hustle, okay? So you're gonna work. I'm gonna do the math for you guys, so bear with me for a second. You have 10 people going two times a day. $200 a model, 10 people a day, okay? Do this just one time a month. That's $2,000. But you're gonna pay a production assistant a full rate. They deserve it, and you're gonna, you know, buy them a meal and stuff like that. Pay them $200, that's a generous union rate. Count another $50 for like a couple meals, some waters, things like that. So minus $250. That's $1,750 profit. If we were to do that every single month, one time, that's $21,000 that you're gonna get from working that 1 day on set, on location, once a month. Once a month, you guys, that's it. Once word gets out, it'll get easier and easier to fill this up. So can you do something extra with $21,000 a year? Could you buy more gear for yourself? Could you buy advertisement to sell your wedding services, your fashion photography services? Could you buy an online course that helps build up your business more? You guys, let's start investing in ourselves because we're the ones that are gonna keep the business growing and bring the money in and all that. So $21,000 after paying an assistant and a few expenses, just working 12 shoot days out of the year. Now, of course, there's post-production days. I understand that. And you're gonna get streamlined in that. But I wanna just plant the seed. I wanna plant the obvious. What family photographers have discovered and they keep doing it. I want you guys to embrace it. What about a second type? Automotive, people that just shoot really cool car photographs, whether it's on the road or parking lot at night, wherever, okay? Find your audience. Y'all, anybody that has a Subaru loves a good car photo. That's scientific fact, okay? So here's what a car photographer can do. All right, to get someone to pay you, let's just say $800 for a bunch of pictures with your car, it might be a little bit difficult. And especially car enthusiasts have kind of gotten a tiny bit spoiled, if you ask me. They've gotten a little bit spoiled on getting free photographs. So it's time we flip the script a little bit and we start charging what you're worth, because to shoot a car, it's not easy. There's a lot of things you have to keep in mind, and that comes with your expertise, and you deserve to get paid for your expertise and all the training that you've put into shooting these cars masterfully in the sun, at night, on cloudy days, under a tree, you name it, okay? So car photographers, let's just say you wanna charge $800 for a full session and you're having a very hard time getting the guy with, I know I'm totally playing stereotypes here, but you're having a really hard time getting the guy with his Subaru lowered car to pay you that, right? Don't hate me, Subaru people, okay? So I'm just generalizing here. What if you were to do a cool nighttime event starting at 6 p.m. going to about 10, 11 p.m. and you ask a local business, hey, can I use your parking lot? Or go out into a dirt lot somewhere that you can legally go for free, okay? And instead of $800, you're like, hey guys, I actually want to give you guys a 65% discount. I'm gonna do the math real fast. Times 0.35, it's $280. Not that bad. All right, maybe you might have a hard time getting 10 people to do this. What if you got six, okay? Six people to come in and have a night of fun. Do it once, Instagram story it, encourage them to story it, watch it grow for the next time, if not double, okay? So if it's like $280, each one gets about 25 to 30 minutes with you on camera, and you bring the cool hazer, the smoke machine, you bring the cool neon lights, you bring, you know, anything that you need to make it really, really cool. Siri just went crazy on me. So times six, that's $1,680 a night. Man, that's some good side hustle money. They can pay you right there on your Venmo app or Square or PayPal. They can pay you cash. It's right there on the spot. It's effortless, but you're also providing something that has value also. Car enthusiasts especially, they love to look at each other's cars. They love to talk shop and embrace that. Embrace that, right? You don't have to have it quiet. It's just a photograph. So embrace it and just say, hey, we're gonna get 25 minutes on each person, then the 2.5 minutes on each end to bring your car in and move your car out. Hang out, watch each other, watch each other's cars getting photographed, watch it on the monitor, right? Have the best time, be inspired and learn and take some cool BTS photos too, if you wish. Just tag me and encourage it. But at $280, six people in a night, $1,680 a night, if you do this, okay, let's just say it's super cold, so you're gonna do it 10 months out of the year, not even 12, okay? That's $16,800 a year extra for working one night out of the month. Car enthusiasts, you can do this around the country. Set your own prices, these are sample prices. That's $16,000. That's $200 short of $17,000 a year for 10 nights. 10. Imagine if you did this. Okay, how about if I did this, every month and a half? Or I just do this for 15, okay? For 15, I just do this for 15 nights out of the year, or 18. So it's every 6 weeks or something like that. What if you did that? $28,000 extra. What can you do? How can you build your business, right? So I want you guys to put on the thinking caps and see how you can create community and how you can create ease and how you can find a way for your photography to go in front of as many people as possible, where they are paying for you, where they are getting mini sessions, and you're putting your work out there. That also has a byproduct benefit that I haven't yet mentioned, and your portfolio is going to fatten up so good. So if you want to do car photography, if you want to get the attention of your local Porsche dealership, BMW, Mazda, Toyota, whatever, build your portfolio this way. Make money while building your portfolio, and then go talk to the general manager of each auto shop. You're going to get every single one of them to say no. No, but you're going to get that one. And it might even be the private dealership. You're going to get that one that's going to say, you know what? Let's just give it a shot. It's tax deductible, whatever. You get that one, watch the other dealerships go, oh shit. All right, I gotta step it up too. There's no way we can't step it up. So they might give you a call, or you come around and you show them, you're like, hey, look what I shot for so-and-so dealership. Look, man, you have such beautiful cars. Let's work something out. How cool would that be? What if that dealership sold your package as a bonus sign-on for whoever buys a certain model of car? It's like, hey, you're gonna get this really rad photo shoot from this person. I don't know. I mean, like, just play with the ideas, but there's so much that we can do and we can benefit from mini sessions. So don't step on that idea. Learn from the family photographers who keep doing it over and over and over because it works. And don't underestimate the power of social media. All right, guys, I hope that helped you. Mini sessions, landscape photographers, people who photograph hotels and Airbnbs and architectural things, you can do this too. Food bloggers, you can do this too. Family portraits, you name it. Documentary style, you can do it too. There's nothing stopping you. Just think outside the box. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Please subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuously listening. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, an honest review would mean a lot to me. The more reviews I get, the more Apple shows this, the more photographers start playing by the same rules, and we all win. Thank you so much, guys. My name is Waleed. If you found that podcast episode, definitely hit subscribe. And if you are interested in building your photography business and like my marketing approach and just creating a roadmap for success, please go to howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. So one more time, howtophotograph.net/podcast offer, and you will actually be entered into the free webinar that is about marketing anyways. That will be coming up very soon, and everyone will get one massive email of when they can watch it. But also, if you are interested in getting into the mentorship program and seeing your business go from passion to profits, that is the program you want to get into. So howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. And thank you so much, guys. I will talk to you on the next podcast.